Hello and welcome to Bookbagger Podcast. Today I'll be talking about the newly revealed sequel to City of the Plague God by Zawat Chadha, Rise of the Chaos Goddess. So let's dive in. Zawat Chadha has revealed that his story City of the Plague God is getting a sequel. It's expected for release in spring 2023, so I thought I'd make some early predictions based off of some research I have done. So far, Zawat has revealed that Tiamat, the mother of dragons, will rise. And when I researched who is the Mesopotamian goddess of chaos, the answer? That's right, Tiamat. So it looks like she is going to play a very important part. In the official blurb from the rights deal for the book, it says, based on Mesopotamian mythology about a boy who finds the Tablet of Destinies and uses it to bring back his lost brother, but soon discovered that fate had terrifying consequences. It's likely that the boy being talked about here is Sikandar, and the lost brother is likely Muhammad, Sikh's dead brother, who we saw Sikandar grieving over for most of the first book. Researching the Tablet of Destiny, I came across this Wikipedia page, which stated this. In Mesopotamian mythology, the Tablet of Destinies was envisaged as a clay tablet inscribed with cuneiform writing, also impressed with cylinder seals, which as a permanent legal document conferred upon the god Enlil his supreme authority as ruler of the universe. This then led me on to do research of Mesopotamian fate god, and this is what I found, once again taken from Wikipedia. Namtar, or Namtaru, or Namtera, meaning destiny or fate, was a Chthonic minor deity or demon in Mesopotamian mythology, god of death and Sikal in messenger of An, Urishkigal, and Nergal. Namtar was the son of Ildil and Urishkigal. He was born before his father raped the goddess Ninlil. Namtar was considered responsible for disease and pest. It was said that he commanded 60 diseases in the form of demons that could penetrate different parts of the human body. Offerings to him were made to prevent those illnesses. It is thought that the Assyrians and Babylonians took this belief from the Sumerians after conquering them. To some, they are the spirit of fate, and therefore of great importance. Apparently, they executed the instructions giving him concerning the fate of men, and could also have power over certain gods. In other writings, they were regarded as the personification of death, much like the modern concept of the Grim Reaper. In the story of Ishtar's descent to the underworld, acting as Urishkigal's messenger, Namtar curses Ishtar with 60 diseases, naming 5 of the head, feet, side, eyes, and heart. After she arrives in the underworld, Namtar was regarded as the beloved son of Bel/Enlil, and was married to the underworld goddess Husbasag. As for now, that's all I have on this. But do stay tuned for more, as I expect I will be doing plenty more podcasts on this closer to the cover reveal and release date. Thanks for reading/listening.